remote coasts toward the sleepy whales. Will it turn away in time? Humpback songs. Adult male humpback whales sing songs that can last 30 minutes. They may repeat a song for 24 hours or more. Male humpbacks sing mostly in warm waters during breeding season, the winter. All humpbacks make shorter, simpler calls as well. Here comes a humpback. An escort whale rises. He blocks the boat and slaps his tail on the water. The captain stops her boat. Cameras click. Whale watchers stare. The mother, calf, and escort swim away. But four shapes lurk behind them. Whale watching rules. Conservationists and boat operators have created a set of rules to protect whales. A good boat captain never drives a boat straight toward a whale, either from in front or from behind. This way, the whales don't feel chased or trapped. A good captain also avoids separating one whale from another in a group and never approaches too close to the whales. If the whales come closer on their own, that is fine. Here come the challengers. Four male whales approach. Slap. One slaps the escort whale with a flipper. Bonk. Smack. Two bump the escort sides. A fourth whale pushes between the escort whale and the mother. Now they are divided. The escort whale doubles back and pushes forward. With a lunge, he reclaims his place beside the mother-calf pair. He bumps away another male. At last, the challengers peel away. The escort whale. Single adult whales often escort a mother humpback and her calf. People used to think that the whales were grandmothers or aunts helping to care for the calf. But scientists discovered that these whales are male. The escort whale swims along with the mother. He waits around in case she is ready to mate. By April, the waters are quieter. The escort whale and most other whales have migrated. But the calf and his mother still cruise the reefs. She has not eaten for 6 months. She is 10 tons lighter than she was last May. The mother does not have teeth for tearing, and the passage from her mouth to her stomach is small. She needs many small fish in one big bite. Those fish swim in cold waters far, far north. It is time, at last, to migrate. Teeth or no teeth? Whales are divided into two main types, toothed whales and baleen whales. Toothed whales, such as orcas, use their sharp teeth to catch fish and other prey. Humpback whales are baleen whales. Baleen is a stiff fringe that hangs down from each side of a whale's mouth. It is made of keratin, the same material that makes up human fingernails and hair. The baleen acts as a sieve to keep food in the whale's mouth as the water drains out. There go the humpbacks. The mother and calf leave the shallows and head for the open sea. No other whales swim with them, yet they do not swim alone. Pilot fish parallel the mother's face. Remoras cling to her skin. Stroke by stroke, the mother and calf leave the waters of the Dominican Republic. They pass boats and birds and reefs and rays. They move out to sea, past the Turks and Caicos Islands and the Bahamas. Hitchhikers. Remoras, also called suckerfish, do not harm the whale. A remora holds on by suction. It can let go, move, and reattach. Remoras likely eat whale droppings or leftovers from a whale's meal. Adult humpback whales also have barnacles. Barnacles are crustaceans, like lobsters. They cement themselves to ships, rocks, and whales. One scientist found...